Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Darby Osborne and Lauren Bell, both here to talk about Earth Day and the events celebrating it today in Sitka. Thank you both for joining me on air this morning. It is a gorgeous day to celebrate Earth Day.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So why don't we talk, I think, Lauren, we could be the go to you of, for those who might not be familiar with the holiday, what is Earth Day? And is this just a Sitka thing, Alaska thing? who's celebrating it?
Yeah. So this year is the 51st annual celebration of Earth Day. So it's been going on for quite a while. It's actually now an international event, a globally celebrated event. And looking back at the history, it was actually started in 1970. And at that time, if you were around at that point, you might remember there was kind of this growing consciousness of humans' impact on the environment. Rachel Carson had just written Silent Spring in 1962. I think there was a big oil spill event that happened in Southern California that really started to get people thinking like, whoa, we might be having more of an impact on the environment than we realize. And so this first Earth Day was kind of dreamed up by a senator from Wisconsin who started mobilizing mostly college students to come out and, you know, kind of inspired by the anti-war efforts that had been going on in the same way. Okay. Let's demonstrate and talk about how important our Earth is and how much of an impact we can have on it. And so I think that first Earth Day in 1970 actually ended up drawing out 20 million Americans. It was like 10% of the American population at the time. And so big demonstrations all across, super successful, and actually led to the passage of the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency, the passage of the Clean Air and Clean Water Acts, the Endangered Species Acts, all these things that we, you know, now are aware of really came out of that first Earth Day. So a really powerful event to start.
Awesome. And still going strong. Like, this is the 51st year. And the same things that brought people out to support a healthier planet in 1970 are still kind of the same sort of concerns we're working with today. So for the event in Sitka, is this whose brainchild was this? How did this come to be? Darby, you want to speak on that?
Yes, so this was actually an idea that my dad and I started to develop. My dad is Doug Osborne. We started to develop this last year in celebration of the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. This was pre-COVID, of course, though. So when COVID happened, we figured probably wouldn't be the wisest idea to hold a large outdoor gathering. But we figured a year later, we have a large vaccinated population. People can wear masks and social distance. So we're trying to do it again. The theme we came up with is the art and science of protecting our planet. We're going to have a series of speakers at this event. We've had a lot of support and help from various community groups. There's going to be a lot of environmental groups having community tables so people can actually take actionable items when they come to the event. So yeah, we're just really happy to be able to hold such a wonderful event on such a beautiful day.
And this is taking place again outside at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, correct?
Yes, it'll be at the SJ Lawn at 5 o'clock today.
5 o'clock. Excellent. And it looks like the sunshine's going to last around for it as well. So for people coming in, what can they come to expect? Obviously, they're going to be learning about some of the different groups that are doing work towards a healthier planet here in Sitka. You said there's also going to be some speakers who are going to be presenting as well. Who are the speakers? Why were they chosen?
Yeah, so we're really excited about the speakers that are willing to share their knowledge and expertise with us. You know, one of the things that we were thinking about in organizing this event is that there are often very dominant voices that rise to the top when we talk about environmental protection. Often those are Western scientists' perspectives. And just thinking about how much local knowledge, how much indigenous knowledge we have here in Sitka that is worth elevating and giving microphone to. That was really the goal with this event in thinking about these alternative perspectives that don't get airtime as much. So our speakers really cover just a wonderful array of that and different perspectives. So we have a couple speakers, Lakota Hardin, who is a Lakota Elder award-winning organizer and community leader. She's a professional speaker. She's going to be talking about Earth being so sacred. Roger Schmidt, who is the executive director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, will be speaking about the role of art and creativity in protecting the planet. Harvey Kitka is a Tlingit elder, a tribal council member, and the chair of the Natural Resources Committee. He has done so much in protecting the herring here in Sitka, and so we'll be speaking a bit about that. And lastly, we have Mia Anderson, who is a Mount Edgecombe student and a member of the Youth for Sustainable Futures group, who's going to be giving the Youth Voices Count perspective. So we're really excited about that lineup. And Darby is going to be emceeing the whole proceedings.
Awesome. Yeah, and like you were saying, that's definitely for the speakers of definitely a wide range of people who might not always get the microphone, get center stage when talking about how one can help protect the earth. And as you're saying, it's a great gamut of people for talking about the art and science of it. It's more than just Western research that can help make a better future for all of us on the planet. So for folks who maybe they're not quite sure, like, well, I don't know if this Earth Day thing is my jam. Like, is this going to be something where you're pressured of like, here is a petition, here is a thing to sign, or is this kind of a thing at least to get out and just kind of feel things out, appreciate what's happening in Sitka?
Yeah, so I would say that it's definitely closer to, you know, the second thing that you mentioned. Okay. We don't want to pressure anyone into doing anything. It's just going to be an hour-long event. When people arrive, there's going to be a drum group playing. Then we're going to kick things off at about 5 with our 4 wonderful speakers. After that, we're going to have about 25 to 20 minutes for people to just, you know, wander, mingle, go to the various community tables.
Okay.
We're going to encourage people, not force people, but encourage people to take 3 separate actions at the various community tables. It could be buying carbon offsets, it could be signing some petitions, but really anything they can do to help the earth and to help make a difference, we'll try to encourage that. And then we'll wrap things up at 6 with a group photo, socially distant, of course, but we'll try to gather everyone back, take that photo, and then, you know, send everyone on their way after hopefully a good Earth Day celebration.
Wonderful. And yeah, what a day to do it as well. So for people who are inspired to do to take further action, are there places to learn more about Earth Day, about things to do in Sitka?
Yeah, so the kind of international page for Earth Day is earthday.org. So you can check out a ton of resources there, and a lot of information if you want to educate yourself further. In terms of this event, there's a Facebook event. If you want more information about what to expect today, you can find it on Facebook if you search Sitka Earth Day. And really, this event is a great opportunity to come learn about all of the incredible work that is already being done in our community in thinking about protecting our environment and what can be done, you know, what impact we can have. It's so easy, I think, to feel overwhelmed by, you know, everything that is happening with our climate. And of course, individual action does only go so far, but there are lots of steps that we can do. And as a collective community, you know, recognize that this is an important thing to do. So I'd really encourage people to come out. There's some great groups that are going to be there, the Citizens Climate Lobby, Sitka Chapter, the Sitka 350 Carbon Offset Fund, Sitka Sound Science Center, the Resource Protection Department of STA. So a lot of great groups that are doing good work. So this will be a neat event to be able to gather and just a wonderful space to see your neighbors if you haven't emerged from the darkness of the winter yet. What a great day to celebrate the planet and see your neighbors and learn a little bit more about our planet.
Awesome. Well, goodness, we're just about out of time this morning, but thank you both for coming on air with me this morning for this 51st annual global celebration of Earth Day. Our celebration in Sitka is on the SJ Lawn at Fine Arts Camp from 5 to 6 p.m. It is going to be a COVID-conscious event, so masks very much encouraged, social distancing, and all those same precautions that we're used to. And it's going to, yeah, a great thing that you have organized, Darby, and all these other people with the different groups we have in town with these wonderful speakers. It'll be a good afternoon to celebrate this beautiful place we live. Again, thank you both for joining me on air this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. I really appreciated it.
Thanks, Erin.
It's been a pleasure. We'll see you this afternoon.
Okay, see ya.